let's check in on another COVID-19 hotspot. In Indonesia, the country's president has just announced some new measures to fight the spread of the coronavirus as concerns grow about the potential for a major outbreak there. We're re-airing this report from Michael Sullivan, who tells us Indonesia is leading Southeast Asia in infections and deaths.
President Joko Widodo says the new measures mean shopping malls, schools, and mosques are all closed for the next 2 weeks. In-restaurant dining is also banned, and non-essential employees are to work from home. But the new restrictions only apply to parts of the main island Java and the resort island of Bali. And critics say they fall far short of what's needed.
I think it's like, you know, cosmetic policy, you know, not the most strongest that can stop the transmission.
Epidemiologist Pandu Riono of the University of Indonesia says that's especially true now that the highly contagious Delta variant has arrived as well.
They said, okay, don't panic. It's become, you know, everybody is already panicked.
With reason. Indonesia has reported new daily records for weeks now. Epidemiologist Diki Budiman has advised previous Indonesian governments.
Currently, almost all hospitals in Java Island already have 98% bed occupancy. And some of them already closed the hospital to receive or in receiving the COVID-19 patient.
Public health expert and COVID data analyst Irma Hidayana also helps patients find beds. She worked to find one for a man whose oxygen levels were plummeting. She tried several hospitals in the capital, Jakarta, with no luck, and she says the nurse at the last one was blunt.
You need to know that we have no wheelchair, we have no bed, and we have no oxygen.
It's the same, Irma Hidayana says, almost everywhere.
June 14 till June 30, we lost 11 people. They died before they got medical help from the hospital.
Diki Budiman warns it's going to get much, much worse in the next month. The new restrictions, too little, too late, especially when they apply to just over half the population.
So at least end of July until mid of August, we still have around 300,000 to 500,000 cases a day. And the death case will be around 2,000 to 3,000 a day.
A half a million cases a day, he says, in a country where the health system has all but collapsed, with a government, critics say, that's still prioritizing the economy over the health of its people. One that's recently lost dozens of doctors and nurses to COVID, even after they were fully vaccinated with the Chinese Sinovac vaccine.
Not okay. And this is worrying me because then we have an issue of about the effectiveness of Sinovac in the real world against Delta variant. So that's a very high concern.
A Delta variant that now has the Indonesian government scrambling, with testing, contact tracing, and vaccinations limited. And without a total lockdown, many experts now worry Indonesia could become the next India. For NPR News, I'm Michael Sullivan in Chiang Rai, Thailand.